Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in this part of the show today, I will be talking with Ed Humphrey and Nathaniel Lamont. Ed is the project manager at Townshipers Association, and Nathaniel is the project coordinator. Ed and Nathaniel will talk about their new show on CJMQ called About Townshipers. The show is originally produced by CIDI and is now repeated on CJMQ. And Ed will also talk about his holiday show coming up on CJMQ. But first, we will hear the song called Make It to Christmas. It's by Alyssa Cara. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
We were warm and wonderful once upon a time, but now we're frozen, hanging by a thread. Can we wait a minute, or can we just try? 'Cause my favorite day is coming up ahead. Darling, I know that our love is going cold. It's just something about the snow this time of year that makes us lose our way. Just say we'll make up and hold on a little longer. Don't have me spending it alone. This time of year is precious. Please, can we make it to Christmas? Can we make it to Christmas?
Christmas, can we just make it to Christmas? Just say we'll make up and hold on a little longer. Don't have me spending it alone. This time of year is precious. Break my heart on Boxing Day, just please. Can we make it to Christmas?
Teasdale for the Cube, and today I'm very happy to welcome Ed Humphrey. He works for Townships Association, and his colleague Nathaniel Lamont. He is the project coordinator, and Ed is the project manager. So they have a new show on CJMQ. It's produced in CIDI, and we're very lucky to have it on CJMQ lately, and it's called About Townshippers. So welcome, Ed and Nathaniel.
Hey, Maureen, how's it going today?
Good. So, Ed, let's talk about what you do at Townshippers.
Well, I've been at Townshippers Association for about 5 years now, and I'm what you call a project manager. So I get to work on a couple different themes and projects. I touch on projects such as, you know, arts and culture, a bit of employability, education, and I also get to do the radio show, which is kind of neat. Being able to do the radio show is part of part of my full-time job. It's quite the privilege. So as project managers, we really touch on a lot of different things. We have other colleagues that work more on the side of health and social services. So their projects are more related to those types of initiatives. So we really try to do as much as we can, you know, for our English-speaking communities.
Mm-hmm. Very important. And Nathaniel Lamotte, you are their project coordinator. You work with Ed most of the time. Tell us a bit about yourself and what do you do at Townshippers?
Well, I've been working at Townshippers for about 6 months now. And I've been co-hosting About Townshippers with Ed since September. What, 3 months now? Yeah, it's been a learning experience. It's been wonderful to get an opportunity to talk to. I'm mostly doing arts and culture interviews in the townships, and it's been wonderful to talk to people who, different artists, different writers, people who organize different events, organize festivals in the Eastern Townships. Yeah, it's been a phenomenal journey. I work in a bunch of different areas in Townshippers as well. I help other project managers as well. I have my hands in a bunch of different jars. So,
okay, yeah. Jack of all trades at Townshippers Association. Okay, Ed and Nathaniel, let's talk about the show About Townshippers. That is produced by CIDI, and I think you just completed your second show here on CJMQ recently.
Which is really exciting because for the listeners that may not know, we actually share a building, the Townshippers Association and the CJMQ. So we're just kind of down the hall from each other. So it's exciting to be able to collaborate like this on the show. So About Townshippers is a show where, as I always say, we really put the spotlight on all the different services and activities and programs that are available to English speakers throughout the Eastern Townships. So it's pretty wide. And we've been doing it on CIDI for probably well over 12 years now. And like I said, that's the goal, is to really get that information out to English speakers. But we touch on everything. I mean, we just did a show on suicide prevention in the townships. We talk about special events, shows coming up. We talk about festivals. I talk to, you know, food security organizations, organizations that work for women, youth, and children. Talk to recreational organizations. So it's really right across the board. And we always do it. It's a one-hour show, and we always do it in a real laid-back way. We don't want it to be stressful. We want it to be fun but informative. We'll say fun and informative. And I think that our guests go out really pretty satisfied with the experience. And I'm hearing news in the community that people do enjoy the show. So that's kind of what we're there for.
Okay, that's great, because I've been wanting to get that show on CJMQ for quite a while. And Nathaniel, you look after the arts and culture on the show.
Yeah, and that can be pretty broad. So that's including some historians who've done work on different historical sites and historical events in Sherbrooke or in the Eastern Townships. I've interviewed also somebody who's working for the Eastern Townships Resource Center, which is an archive. So everything from the historical side of things to people who run poetry workshops or who run different writing workshops. Also, I've been interviewing one of the directors who works down in a opera house down in Stansted. So it's pretty broad, and I've done six shows, I think, so far.
Okay.
So I'm cutting my teeth. I'm Ed's apprentice.
Okay. Oh boy, I never looked at it that way.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Where do you get your ideas? Do you reach out to these people, or are they coming to you, or
all of the above, Maureen? Yeah, mm-hmm. We reach out when we hear about events or initiatives coming up. I give them a call. You know, would you like to be on the radio? And then that's when their teeth start to chatter a bit. And then for a couple of minutes, we talk about the show and the objective and the atmosphere. And usually they're pretty excited to do it after a couple of minutes. And it's just kind of having your ear to the railway track, or having your ear to the rails to know what's going on in the community. And we've got a great team at Townshippers Association. So, you're doing that event? Oh, who's the contact person? And who did you talk to last week about that, that health initiative or the seniors workshop? Oh, okay, well, and then we just exchange contact information. We reach out, and people have been very, very generous and gracious with their time.
Mm-hmm. So you basically cover all the townships, or is it more in the Brome-Assisquoy area?
No, we actually cover, this is what's so exciting about the partnership now with CGMQ is because we, being at CIDI, there was a bit of a concentration around Outremesque and Brome-Assisquoy. Mm-hmm. But actually, we have a lot of interviews that we do with people in Sherbrooke or in Bury, or so this is going to give us even better coverage, broadcast coverage throughout the townships, because we do kind of get people from all over the place. And because some of the interviews we do virtually, well, that makes it, it gives us a whole schmackle of opportunities to learn about what's going on.
It does. And I should mention that about Townshippers with Ed and Nathaniel, that is on CJMQ on Tuesdays at 10 in the morning, 10 a.m. And the show is repeated on Thursdays at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. if anybody wants to tune in. And I always put it up on our website after under the tab. Just go to shows at the top.
Yeah. So you can get the shows that you may have missed that week.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you want to hear something again, you missed a bit of information or contact, something like that, it's always handy.
And if people have any ideas for shows or something they'd like to learn about, they can always contact us through the Townshippers Association website. You can just send us a quick email and say, oh, I'd like to learn about this, or I heard about that. That would be a great way to get more more contact as well, or more input from the community. So
exactly.
Or if you know somebody who might want to come on to the show and be interviewed by us.
Exactly. Do you reach out to artists and
I reach out to artists. I reach out to anybody who either is an artist or works with artists, helps to support the arts and helps to support English speaking historical English community arts or culture or history in the townships.
Okay. Tell us a bit about your background, Nathaniel. Are you from the townships? Do you have a degree in music or anything like that?
No, actually, I have a background in sociology. Mm-hmm. I went to McGill, but I'm originally from Vancouver.
Okay.
From the East Coast, from the West Coast, sorry.
Good. What drew you to the townships?
What drew me to the townships was a desire to get out of the city, honestly, and to get more involved in an integrated community, and I've really had a desire to be part of a community, and that's why I came to work with the English-speaking community in Estrie, in the Eastern Townships.
So Ed, let's talk about your Christmas show coming up. That's always very popular.
We can last a month on a compliment like that, Maureen. The Christmas show, we're into our fifth edition this year, and it all started 5 years ago through the Culture for Seniors project in the Val Saint-François and Des Sources MRCs. And very quickly, Culture for Seniors is an initiative that aims to help break the isolation of seniors through arts and culture, whether it's through podcasts or shows or radio shows or workshops on circus art or creative writing or making mandalas, or I mean, there's a whole variety of cultural mediation that we can do with seniors to kind of get them a bit more involved in the community. And we started thinking about what's another way we can do it? And the radio show came up. So it's a 1 hour show right at Christmas on both CIDI and CGMQ. And yours truly will be hosting it. There's a mixture of music. There's some true facts and some untrue facts. There's some trivia. There's some bad jokes. We have a man on the street, person on the street interviews. I'll be meeting people at Bishop's University and downtown Lennoxville and maybe in Cowansville. And I'll be asking people, certain questions. What's your favorite meal at Christmas? Or what's your worst Christmas? Or what's the worst gift you got? Or what are you excited about this year? Those are just examples. And it's kind of funny the interactions, and people are like, once again, in this area, are very gracious and generous. And it's just a real laid back way to spend an hour during the Christmas holidays.
Mm-hmm. And it will be aired on CJMQ. Let's see, Christmas is on a Wednesday this year, so we'll air the first one on a Tuesday at About Townshipers regular time, which would be 10 in the morning. And on Christmas Day, we'll air it at noon. That's a good time. People are usually in the kitchen getting a meal ready. And again, on Boxing Day, the 26th, we will air it at 4 in the afternoon, which would be the usual time for About Townshipers. Are you involved in this, Nathaniel?
I'm not going to be hosting the show, but I may end up calling in.
We'll okay. Is the show geared more towards seniors, or is it for everybody?
It's a mix. You know, Maureen, we first started out, it was really aimed at seniors, but then we had, for a couple of years there, I would visit, for example, St. Francis Elementary School, and they would do a couple musical tunes for us, and that would be part of their show, and they'd be giving testimonials, and it's actually for everybody. But we do, there's a bit more emphasis on seniors.
Okay.
I would say it's a real family-oriented show.
Mm-hmm, definitely. How long does it take you to work on this show? Have you been working on it for months?
I've been working on it, but I got to tell you, and this is in full transparency, I always start too late. So before Christmas kicks in, I tell you, we're always really, really busy. And so the next couple of weeks are going to be extremely busy coming up to Christmas. It takes a couple of weeks to create and do the research and meet all these great people that are contributing. And yeah, it's a couple of weeks of work, not full time, of course, but
definitely. There's always a lot of research and stuff that goes on behind the scenes before a radio show airs.
And people are very, like I said, very generous. I mean, no one sent me cement pies or tomatoes or haven't heard any bad things about it yet. So I guess no news is good news.
I'm sure it is. I think everybody enjoys a nice Christmas show around Christmas time. Okay, anything else to cover, Ed? Any plans for the new year, for the shows or anything?
Well, the most exciting thing, you know, at risk of repeating ourselves, we are really excited to be on CGMQ. It's a natural fit. And to have the two radio stations, you know, collaborating as they do as well on Daniel Coulomb's, you know, Drive at 5 every Friday. I think it's a great way to meet more people and to spread the word and to create more connection throughout the townships. And in a minority situation, that's so important, you know, different collaborations and this type of teamwork. So that's what, Nathaniel probably maybe has something else, but that's what I'm excited about for the new year is this new project going forward with the two stations.
Good. Anything else, Nathaniel, you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'm also very excited to be part of CGMQ and part of the CGMQ team, and I'm excited that more people in the Eastern Townships are going to get an opportunity to hear about the people, the organizations, and the services that are available here in the Eastern Townships.
Sounds
for everybody.
Great. Good.
And that's not a paid advertisement for CGMQ either.
No,
that's just that's how we feel. It's just, there's nothing but positive, right?
Good. Well, we're really glad to have you on board and certainly wish you and your families a great holiday.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thanks, Ed. Ed Humphrey from Townshippers Association. He's the project manager and the host of About Townshippers. And Nathaniel Lamott, project coordinator, works with Ed. He does the arts and culture for the About Townshippers. So thanks very much, both of you.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost sniffing at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the seasons bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies for his sleigh.
And every mother's child is gonna try to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Although it's been said many times,
many ways,
Merry Christmas
to you.
And that was Sean Mendes with the Christmas song here on the Townships at 12. And next up, our health news today here on the Townships at 12. There's a lot of brain power that goes into speech. First, there's a thought or idea which the brain must translate into words. Those words are then translated into specific movements of the lungs, tongue, and mouth to shape the sounds. Those movements then must be perfectly executed and timed with breath. If there's any damage to the brain from a stroke, or if there's presence of a brain disease, the time of the movements or translation can go wrong. Because of that, changes in voice and speech can provide the first clues to a neurodegenerative disease. Dr. Hugo Botha, a Mayo Clinic behavior neurologist, explains how voice samples collected for research can help diagnose neurodegenerative diseases early. There are some diseases where the very first manifestation is in someone's voice or their speech, says Dr. Botha. As part of a clinical practice, Mayo Clinic's neurology patients often are recorded when they have their voice or speech examined, which gives clinicians the opportunity to track the disease over time. But separate from the clinical practice, we have a large research program at Mayo where we are collecting voice and speech samples using an application that runs on the person's phone or the laptop computer, Dr. Botha explains. To collect the voice samples, patients are tasked with running through a series of exams remotely. They could do it, say, every couple of weeks, every couple of months, so we can really get a longitudinal view of their disease instead of just a snapshot, says Dr. Botha. The creation of this large and growing speech bank, which securely stores all speech and voice samples, can be used for research, including using it to train artificial intelligence, AI, algorithms. There are some signals in someone's voice and speech that a computer or an algorithm might pick up on that a human listener wouldn't pick up on. And so that's more of a sort of research. AI side of things, where we're trying to use hundreds of recordings in patients with various diseases and then trying to see if the computer can separate those diseases, even though human listeners may not be able to, says Dr. Botha. And that's our health news today from the Mayo Clinic here on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guest in the second part of today's show, Ed Humphrey, Project Manager for Townshippers Association, and his colleague, Nathaniel Lamont, Project Coordinator. We will close today's show with a song by Jess Moskaluk, Counting Down Christmas. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great afternoon. Remember that Tuesday's show is repeated at noon on Wednesday, and it will also be up on our website under the Shows tab a little later today.
Days are counting down till the 25th comes back around.
100 strands of twinkle lights lighting up the silent nights. Forecast calls for 3 feet more. Two stockings hung while the fireplace roars. And there's just one thing I'm waiting for. You're the one thing missing in this winter world.